This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Yesterday, we heard about tax reform from State Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson.
We want every taxpayer treated fairly. We don't want a particular group to feel that they're paying more taxes than other people.
Today, we talk with Jan Mueller, director of the Louisiana Budget Project, who says the tax reform report is a good start.
The problem is that it doesn't quite go far enough, and it wouldn't raise enough revenue to fix our structural budget deficit.
Mueller, who served on the tax reform task force, is also concerned the plan doesn't really address income inequality.
This new report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that income inequality is a problem in every single state in America, but Louisiana is fourth highest in the rate of income inequality compared to all the other states. Right now, we have a tax system where the poorest 40% of households pay taxes at more than twice the rate of the richest 1% of Louisiana's. Going down on sales tax and going up on income tax would actually help reduce income inequality. It certainly wouldn't fix the problem.
He says one thing would help, both with income inequality and the budget deficit, eliminating deductions for federal income taxes paid.
The federal income tax deduction costs us almost $1 billion a year, and it accrues by and large to the very wealthiest taxpayers. What we really need to do is get rid of some of these massive loopholes that keep us from collecting those taxes that are owed by people at the very highest end. And then we need to make sure businesses pay their fair share.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.